I guess it helps if I'm in my seat. Or if I'm at least, you know, ready to start talking. That was this week's Jazzy 88 Artist of the Week, David Benoit, off of his spanking brand new release, Midnight Rendezvous. And speaking of the great David Benoit, he's with me on the line right now. Hello, David. How are you?
Hello. Fine. How are you today?
I am well. Pianist, composer, arranger, and you've been around for a while, David Benoit. It's good to hear your voice, man. Yeah.
It's, album number 40, right?
Man, you are just, if people in this realm, jazz realm, don't know you, They just need to type your name in.
That's right. Yeah.
So much comes up. And you have been, I mean, just constant in playlists and a favorite among so many for so long. And you've been in our spotlight at WFSK now on numerous occasions as Artist of the Week. And it's always our pleasure to have the time with you. And when I heard about your new single and your new release, I'm like, of course. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? How long, David, just for the record, you've been around since the 70s, haven't you?
That's correct.
Wow.
Well, I've been around since the 50s.
Well, you have, but musically, you've been around since the 70s.
Musically, since 1977.
Wow, 77. Now, since that's been some moons ago, can you share with us some differences that you have seen over the decades and how things have changed, you know, as your work as a pianist, composer, arranger, and you know, what you see headed toward the future?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, that's quite a bit of time, looking at over, you know, 50 years of making music, and so, yeah, times are a lot different. When I first started, it was vinyl records. That was all there was. There were no cassettes or certainly no digital platforms. So first day my album came out, I put it on someone's turntable. I think they had a stereo system. And, you know, making records was a big deal back then. I mean, to have a record contract was huge. And so I was 23 years old, just a kid, and got lucky and, you know, have seen the industry change. One of the big changes, I think, is the ability for almost anyone to make a record. You know, you have a little home studio and burn a CD, and so there's, you know, which is good because there's a lot more variety of product out there, but also not all the product is great either. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, in the old days, yeah, to get a contract to actually make a record was, you know, quite a big thing. So I've seen that change, and of course, the whole digital thing has changed everything too, with music becoming so much more available to everyone. But you know, I see also that the one thing that excites me is that there's still, you know, I see these sites on Facebook that, well, our music wasn't as good as it was back in the 70s, and I disagree. I think there's great music out there now. Mm. We just got to find it.
Yeah, you do.
But it's there. People are making good music. There's just so, you know, much to sift through. So, and again, I'm just so grateful that Shaunakee, like, you know, wanted to make another record with me. Like, wow, you know, that's great. Cause there's so much creative energy still to do.
What have you seen over the decades in terms of, you know, artists becoming independent versus, you know, the business side of label, management team, promotion, so on and so forth? How have you seen changes there?
Well, I think a lot more artists are becoming independent in terms of maybe keeping their own publishing and setting up their own promotion. They do, and in fact, one of the biggest changes I've seen is the internet. And in the old days, you know, promoters did all the work for you. You know, you just showed up as an artist. You know, where's the gig? Where's the piano? You know, and you have a tour manager and a you know, record company and all the people working for you. Mm-hmm. But I've seen more of a self-service model. And a lot of promoters expect that you have social media. I mean, what if you don't? Not everybody does. But they really expect, hey, you know, got to post on your Facebook and your Instagram and Twitter and whatever, Snap and all the other ones. So they are now expecting the artists to do a lot of the promotion, which is good and bad. I mean, I think so. That's the biggest change, and it's affected me too, because my daughter runs my social media platform, so it's very simple and homespun. But you know, I like it that way, and
yeah. Well, it seems to me like that would mean that you all, either you have the spare time to do it, or you have to pay somebody.
Yeah, that's right. Well, a lot of artists do that. They pay services to promote on social media, and I've just tried to keep it within the family, and like I say, my daughter runs my social media, and she loves doing it. Mm. I actually do give her a little something for it, too. You know,
definitely. You got the daddy-daughter perk going. Yeah, that works.
There you go, yeah. Right.
Well, and for her, with somebody such as your daughter, that means that she would do her level best regardless, because you're dad. And, you know, with placement and with the language and all the things that she would do for you.
Well, and the other thing, too, here's a nice little benefit for her. Actually, she's in college studying how to get into the music business.
Oh, boy, that really helps. That's a bonus point there.
That's a bonus point for her, yeah. So it's a perfect job for her because she's learning the industry. And that's her major is music industry studies. So it works out. She started when she was young as a violinist, but you know performing isn't for everybody.
Yeah,
and it just wasn't her bag, you know. So she wants to be on the other side of the in the acting world you say below the line, but you know, in the world we don't really have that expression, but you know what I mean. So she wants to be on the business side of music.
Of course. Yeah, because behind the scenes, you know, you really get to make, you know, the cake, you know, you get to make it do what it does. And because some people just aren't made for out front.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are not. That's right. And David, what's your daughter's name?
Her name is June. Like the month of June.
Okay. Is June as quiet as you seem sometimes?
Yeah, she's actually quieter. She's
really
not a real social person. She's very private. You know, when she's at home, she's pretty upbeat and everything. But around people, she's very quiet, very shy.
I bet she got that from you, right?
Well, I was always like that. I was a shy, incredibly shy kid, and I think piano was the only thing that brought me out of it. So. And I still, I'm a loner. I love to be by myself. I rented a house. I'm in the desert right now. I rented a house for a few weeks just to write music and be alone. And I just like my quiet time. It's something I really cherish.
Yeah. Well, and for you, this has been, a few years in between the last one? Would you had about 3 or 4 years since you did your last project?
It's still been a couple of years, at least about 2-3 years,
And for your writing style and the way you do the title of Midnight Rendezvous just didn't seem like you. Did you come up with that?
Yeah, I actually did. It was just, I just wanted a title that was kind of provocative.
Yeah.
Even though, and I joke, I'm in bed by 9 o'clock every night.
I was about to say, who helped him with that?
You know, unless I'm out gigging, you know, but I don't do the aggressive touring.
Yeah.
I used to, unless Dave Claus calls me, and then if he calls me, which he has, I'm going to be touring with him on Christmas. So, but outside of that, you know, it's just maybe a weekend here and there.
Okay. I didn't think you did, because you don't see you out there, you know, banging with the people out there on the cruises and all. I just, you know, I don't see you. But to me, I, you know, with the way that you are and how your level of respect and, you know, just you, I don't see you doing that anyway. So you just do like, when you're promoting an album like this one or any of the rest, you just say you're going to have a certain number of gigs a year and that's it, or... Yeah, how are you working it out for you? Because you have stayed at the top for a long, long time.
Well, thank you. I'm just kind of taking it one step at a time. My agent, I booked myself a gig locally. We had a big band, and it was a lot of fun at Vibrato in L.A., and my agent came, and so he's already... booked me to headline the Catalina Jazz Festival with a big band. So and I've got a couple other dates coming in. So I'm just kind of, you know, at my age too, I'm not beating anybody up to say, hey, let's do the cruises, let's go out and do all the festivals. I just kind of wait and see. In the meantime, I'm home, you know, doing my radio show and composing. So and I've never been a big cruise person because I'm not real social, so I tend not to do those as much as some other artists, you know.
Well, and you know the song that was just played a few minutes ago, At Home, that seems like you. Did you write it?
I wrote that 100%, and then that was exactly right. And I was really nice, to, by the way, to hear that on the radio, because that's, you know, was not a radio, necessarily a radio tune. You know, that was, I just wrote straight from the heart. I was sitting at home. We weren't able to go anywhere during COVID. So I wrote that, and boy, what a treat to hear that on the radio.
Well, thank you, because I just put it on there a few minutes ago. You are certainly wonderful to notice, because
I'm glad you like it.
Oh, yeah, you are certainly welcome. Today's rainy, and we've had rain continuously, inches of it here in Nashville, and when I was listening to the songs about an hour or so ago, because I made my choices a couple hours ago. I really do this close to the vest on some stuff. And I'm like, I need to take this song to the house. Because it's called At Home. You know, it's just pouring down, raining. It's just like, yeah, this is perfect. Perfect, perfect.
Oh, man, thank you.
You, did you write all these... the cuts, and who's on the album, who produced and everything?
Well, I wrote most of them, and there's a couple of co-writes. There's two co-writes with Roberto Valli, a bass player that likes to come up with these really infectious grooves. And then there's a co-write with my longtime friend Jeff Warber. So we have a tune on there called Pioneer Town, and I'm actually, where I'm staying is right next to Pioneer Town. So, and then the record was produced by some cuts were produced by Bud Harner, the more radio oriented cuts, and then the big band stuff was produced by Clark Germain, my longtime friend.
Okay,
I'm also the executive producer.
Okay, so who produced Pioneer Town?
That would be Bud Harner.
Okay.
And I would give a little credit to Jeff Warber on that one,
okay,
too.
Because that was one of my cuts I picked as well. Oh, I'm doing good on my picks.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Doing good.
Yes. Hey. And here's what I did. Because, at night, I kind of switch up the playlist. You know, I tweaked it a little bit. I've added hundreds of straight-ahead cuts to the inventory.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and I'm trying to be full service on it. I got to take care of my smoothies and my contemporaries during the day, and I got to, you know, get my straight aheads at night with the long songs. And I picked for the nighttime Generations.
Oh, yeah.
And floating.
Right. Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I do. I love Long Journey Home. See, I'm very. I'm showing bias right now, David.
Okay.
I like 3/4 of, you know, of the whole thing I could have put on. But I can't take the whole entire album and put it in. But, you know, those will be in my nighttime.
Nice. Okay.
And I also like You Make Me Smile. So later on down the road, that one might ease in here too. So, you know, way to go, David Benoit.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. I tried to find a place for the cuts, y'all. I really, really do.
Yeah.
And if they only knew how many... way to find a cut in there. Oh, I can put that over here. yeah, keeps the, you know, the station sounding good all the time. And yeah. Speaking of Bud, yeah. Bud is truly a gifted and wonderful person. And I enjoy him, and I, you know, have been dealing with him and for many years with promotion and arranging these interviews, and you know, he would ask me from time to time what my opinion is on certain things, and I was just deeply honored that someone like him would want to know what I think. So
of course,
we have a close relationship. So I must, Nick, when I talk to him tomorrow, I have to mention, you know, we gave you a shout out, Bud. You know, we really did. We gave you one. So
that's great.
Knowing that you have the relationship with him as you do, didn't he at one point have Lindsay singing a song on yours?
Yeah, that's just the last of the Friends album that Lindsay Webster's on that one. She's
okay.
Saying too.
Yeah. He always manages to slide, you know, people in. But that one was equally as good as well. But this one here, you kind of reach across both sides, David. Was that the plan, that you got the contemporaries taken care of, but you also pulled in the straight ahead people and some, you know, with some of those cuts?
Yeah. Well, there wasn't really a specific plan, but I think what I thought was, okay, I'm making my 40th record album, what can I do different? And I love big bands, and I love the sound, and it's part of my heritage doing straight ahead. Mm-hmm. So I thought, why not? I actually was thinking of making an entire big band album, just mm-hmm. all straight ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but that, you know, this is just being very, very candid here. The record company is still, well, give us some smooth jazz.
Yeah, of course.
So we can get
a
played on smooth jazz radio,
right.
Then we'll give you a budget. So, and they did. So I was just grateful. They said, here's a budget, and it was a good budget
mm-hmm.
in this age. And so my thought was, well, let's just put on a few big band cuts, you know, mm-hmm. for straight ahead, just mm-hmm. to see what kind of reaction we get. And it really all worked out really well, and they were very happy with it, because at first it was like they were, what is this bebop stuff? it's what I love, and so I'm just glad that we were able to put those cuts on as a little set at the back of the record.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the neat thing is that we're getting more attention from those cuts almost
mm-hmm.
than... And the other ones I'm proud of too, but those ones, especially like Generations and Waiting for Spring,
mm-hmm.
really happy with those. And even Floating, which is kind of a companion piece to At Home, it's a similar, just my pure writing style. There was no effort to okay, we got to get airplay or let's get a groove.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just going to write what I write.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm happy to hear that you like Floating.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's days, you know, you just feel like, you know, a lot of times I notice with artists and their writing and their titles, etc., it really kind of matches a lot of things. You know, and I'm like, you know what? That's how you sometimes feel. You know, when you're listening as deep as I know the WFSK listeners listen to music, they are real specific. They have great listening ears. Yes. And they like what they like, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. And they know it, and I know it. So, and I have a great deal of respect for our listenership because they, you know, they like the finer things in life as well. And they do. They just, you know, this, you have to be a certain kind of person to like this music. And, you know, with the instruments and the different things that are not all the technology, but the true craftsmanship, you know. And, you know, you just lay those 88s out, man. Those keys, you just, you just lay them out. I mean, it's like so smooth. The dude is just smooth. You know, for you put your the word smooth up and your picture must pop in there at some point, you know. Is Waiting for Spring Cut 9, is that your, Cabin Fever, rather, Cut 10, is that your pandemic song? Everybody had done some pandemic cuts, you know. During the pandemic, I was trapped at home, so I wrote, you know. Is that what that is?
Well, the real story on that tune is it appeared on my album Waiting for Spring, the one I did in 1989. And that the theme of that record was being cooped in the house in a very tough winter, waiting for spring to arrive. And so Cabin Fever was about that. The interesting thing is, you know, when I started thinking of a big band, I thought Cabin Fever would be a really fun, you know, I was thinking of like the North Texas State 1 o'clock Lab Band and, you know, all the great, and Buddy Rich and all the great big bands that really swing. I really wanted to write in that style. So it's a coincidence that, in fact, Cabin Fever was all written during the pandemic. So I'll say it's a happy coincidence.
Okay. Yeah, because I know when we first started saying Cabin Fever was a long time ago. And but I just knew that I saw this thing, this trend coming out in the last couple of years of doing the Artist of the Week has been on WFSK. We started this in 2006. And I just felt like when time, you know, because you all write sometime, David, around what's going on in the world and, you know, what you're dealing with. And to me, that's what this album is. What was there some things, you know, that you felt that you wanted the album to say to people?
Not anything specific, but I guess, you know, some of the sentiment is that feeling of what do we do when we can't go out when and we've never had that experience in this country that all of a sudden just everything comes to a halt. So what do you do? For me, I saw it as an opportunity to write some music and be really, really creative, you know. So I think that's the good news. The record is a way to say, hey, this is how I dealt with the pandemic and to give some creative new music.
Yeah, truly. Yeah. Well, I'm grateful for your... what'd you say, 40 albums and all that talent and 50 years or however. You can't be older than 52, David. Come on now. Understood. Now, I must ask you, what's been the reaction so far, you know, when people have heard it? Because it's fresh, it's new, it's just coming out. When is the first... street date on this? Has it already come and gone?
I think it's just the street date was last week, as I recall.
Okay. So what's the early reaction been?
It's been really super positive. And on a personal note, I feel it's the best record I've done in many, many years. Every time I've listened to it, it's just like, you know, and that's my personal feeling, but, you know, people are the ultimate judge, and they seem to feel like, yeah, this is a real strong record, and it's just been really, really, the reviews have been very, very positive. Mm-hmm. And I said, so there's a lot of buzz about this big band because it's so unexpected in smooth jazz, you know. Mm-hmm. No one is that, oh, okay, we know that David can do the contemporary and the groove. Oh, okay, this is just something I wanted to do. So again, I'm so happy that the reaction's been so positive.
Good. Very, very good. Well, I'm happy, too, and because we have quite a bit of your music in our collection. Now, David, this is almost not my trick question, but my fun question, as we get ready to go to the top of the hour. And, I know you're quiet, and I know you this and that, but isn't there another talent or gifting that you have that you can tell us about? Like, do you garden, or are you a good cook, or are you a painter, an artist? I mean, what else? Give me something I can imagine.
Let's start with, yes, I do love cooking. So, I my wife and I share the cooking duties. I like French cooking and Italian, and so I do that, and I'm a regular tennis player. I like bike riding, and my other interest is contemporary architecture. And I designed and built a commercial recording studio about 20 years ago. And then I designed and built our family home that we lived in for many, many years. It was a vacant lot. And then so this architecture is another very important hobby of mine.
He's got a hidden talent we don't know about. I knew it.
Yeah.
And so if I came by the Benoit crib for lunch, what would I have for lunch, man, in your architecturally designed home? What would I have? What are y'all going to fix?
Well, for lunch, we need to go with just some grilled burgers, or we could do maybe a chicken piccata and a lemon butter sauce, a little bit of white wine, and I like to make roasted carrots with a little bit of Grand Marnier.
Listen at that, John. David, you hear this? That's your cake. I'm like, dude, that sounds good. Man, that sounded good. Oh, wow. Then you have multi-talented, not just composer, producer, arranger, keyboard, pianist. I mean, and he can cook, and he's in architecture. Into that. I mean, who'd have thought it? Listen, I appreciate you more than I can say. And David, it is always a joy to put the spotlight on the great David Benoit. And be sure to pick up his latest release, A Midnight Rendezvous. And David, where would you suggest people find your up-to-date information on you? I know your daughter has it everywhere, but
the best place is my new website. It's davidbenoitmusic.com.
Excellent.
And that's the place to go. There's other ones, fake ones that people have put up over the years, but that's the one, the real one, the official one. There's also the official Instagram. It says official David Benoit Instagram.
Okay. Official is what I like. That's good. Okay.
And I want to mention, too, that I love Nashville. And if anyone's listening, and you as well, Sharon, I would love to come back and play there. Last time was a few years ago at the Nashville Symphony Hall, and it was so much fun. So love to come back.
Okay.
And entertain in your beautiful city.
Well, we would love to have you. And when you come back, I want to talk to you, like when you're in town talk. I'm like, David, what's up?
There you go.
So be sure to pick up the latest from David Benoit, Midnight Rendezvous. Thank you so much, and hopefully we'll be seeing your name with the Symphony Hall. Maybe it could happen. I don't know. You never know. Yeah, you never know.
Yep.
But David, thank you very much for your time, and I deeply appreciate your tremendous talent. I truly do.
Well, thank you, Sharon. I appreciate that. It means a lot.
Okay. All right. You have a good rest of the day.
Okay, Sharon. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, what a joy. And he can cook. I'm going, that sounded good. Oh, yeah. That Midnight Rendezvous is really nice. It's, you know, as he said, it has some straight ahead, but you kind of ease into it, you know. And it's a nice switch back and forth. He's real sly how he did that, but it's nice. It's nice. Anyway, having said that, it's time to give away some music. X, what are we going to do here?
Give us a call right now, 615-329-8810, 615-329-8810.
And they win?
The new CD project from David Benoit called A Midnight Rendezvous.
And David, you just heard from him.
Yeah.
And 10 cuts, and you can pick it up. It just came out last week. So and yours will be in your hot little hands shortly. And but you do need to call. What's the number?
615-329-8810, 615-329-8810.
Okay, so you all get on the horn and give us a shout. And we will put, this is his 40th release. Now, who do y'all know that did 40 albums, huh? Okay. Yeah, right. I said no. I didn't say heard of. And while X is getting the eighth caller at 615-329-8810, I'm going to shift gears just real quick. X, pull up Slim. And my good friend of recent, and he's a new transplant into smooth jazz, let me say, Slim Gambo. And Slim, welcome to Smooth and Contemporary Jazz Realm. How are you?
Hey, thank you, Miss Sharon. Good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Slim is a new artist, and he lives in Nashville.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that meant that you could come by and visit in person. And Slim, I must tell you, when I went to the door to open it up and let you in, and you had long braids, I'm like, and you were real tall, I'm like, his name is what his name is. He is his name. You know, you were so, yeah, you were so much taller than me. I was like, man, I feel like a squirt.
I'm taller than a lot of people.
Yeah, I know that's right.
I bump my head a lot.
And, you know, you are, I've been in the music business a long time, but you have been in another genre.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
That's why, you know, having a welcome to us in this genre. And thank you for sparing a few minutes of your time today, because your second single is just now hitting the coming out. And I think, you know, we probably played it first.
it hasn't even been to anywhere else. We started right here at home. So
okay.
You're the first.
I slid that in about 3 or 4 days ago. And
awesome.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I know that you're coming from a very popular you know, you're switching back and forth. But that is a very popular genre of music where you make the most of your money and, you know, and do things in. And then for you to even consider this format and this kind of music, and with your well-seasoned playing and professionalism, you know, I don't think we should ignore you. And that's just me speaking, okay?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I love the format. There's always just such cool stuff going on in smooth jazz. It has such a cool, rich background and history that a lot of people aren't even necessarily aware of. You know,
That's true.
I'm dug on the early versions of it. I'm a fan.
Yeah. Now you had your first single out what about 4-5 months ago?
Yeah, something like that. 3-4 months, something like that.
Okay.
Give or take.
Yeah. And we put that in. We debuted that here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you were getting familiar. People were getting familiar with who you were.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you came out pretty smart working with some really smart cats, man. I'm like, okay.
I, I have a couple of friends that put me in touch with some other friends of theirs, and it's gotta be a cool little circle. I'm starting to make some good stuff.
Yeah, no question.
The team is getting stronger.
Yeah, because when Bud come, he said he's from Nashville. I'm like, what? I said, him?
You don't expect anything related to jazz to come out of Nashville.
No, you do not. Absolutely not.
We are around. You'd be surprised.
Well, I know of the ones that are established in it, but, you know, to do the hat switch that you do, that's nice. That's really, really nice. And
it
I know.
Is too victim,
yeah. Well, I'm wanting to ask you sometimes when, as you have been, you know, emerging onto the scene and, you know, trying to, you know, you're going to stay in your other genre too, because that's how you keep your lights on. But as you come into this, well, how many challenges have you seen, you know, with name recognition and that kind of thing?
There's a certain amount of overlap. Like I've been playing with Lady Ace for 15 years now, and I've been, you know, in and around country music, in and around country radio, and the challenge is, like, sometimes, quite honestly, a lot of people in the smooth jazz world, like, aren't even aware of really what Lady A is, because they're not following country music. Like the two genres are so not interlinked.
Correct.
But there are definitely some people, like kind of the adult contemporary crowd, kind of dips their toes in both ends of things, and so, you know, it becomes a cool thing. And I think when people are aware of what I do, kind of for my, I call it my day job, which is, you know, playing in a pop country band, and then it's like, well, but you're making jazz records. It's I came up playing jazz and playing blues, and so it's kind of I've never seen it as a lot of mutually exclusive stuff. I've always just liked making music, and, you know, this is just something I was really drawn to, and it kind of just came out naturally with, you know, what I've always been into. So, but it is, sometimes it's sort of like, wait, you play in a country band, like, you know, people don't necessarily want to take it seriously, but I'd like to, they hear the records and they dig them. It's been well received so far, you know?
Well, and that's really what counts. 'Cause sometimes when people, you know, do genres, they, you know, people are like weird about that, and I just think that's just a waste of energy. You know, if somebody wants to, you know, hold the banner high for this or whatever, then, you know, who are you to stop them? And, you know, I've seen that happen from time to time when people are in a certain genre and they go to gospel, or they come from gospel and go to something else. You know, it's all this judgment calls. I'm like, what? Leave these people alone. I feel like what you're doing is extremely needed and unique, because the people that you... Lady A knows that you're doing smooth jazz, right? Of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And, you know, they might begin to like some stuff, you know, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, everyone in our band and the three of them, everyone grew up on R&B records and on all sorts of different music. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, again, I think the people in the respective industries are the ones that look at it and say, like, the perception is like you haven't paid your dues in this genre yet. It's like, well, we're all musicians. We all play music, and most of us in that are playing music don't perceive it as like, this is so far out that you're doing all these different things. It's like, well, no, we like to play, and so I don't make a big deal out of it. If it is a big deal for someone, it's like, well, I can't do much other than just play my guitar and write music and hope people like it.
Yeah.
If that's the angle they want to take, is that, you know, this is super weird that you're doing this. Like, well, I don't see it that way. I think a lot of people would see it that way. They're, just enjoying.
Yeah. Well, I just know I see it happen a lot. And it's just, to me, it's like such a classic waste of energy. But I will say, when you came down to the station, we had a total blast. And,
oh, yeah.
Oh, it was so much fun, because I think that...
We hanging out for like 2.5 hours. But
yeah, I know. We just was talking all day long. And you had done an interview for me for the Radiothon.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate that. How did your wife like her birthday greetings I gave her?
Oh, she was all about it. Yeah, it was great to have that, since I wasn't actually home for her birthday. Right. Like they're on the radio. You'll hear a little right. something.
Yeah. So this lady I met at the radio station, you know, but it was, you know, it was a total gas. And, you know, I have a great deal of respect for you and what you do. And
thank you.
Oh, of course. And then I saw you on the Nashville New Year's Eve thing. And I mm-hmm. saw you rocking out on that. I'm like, is that the cat that was at the radio station? And I'm like, you were jamming, man. And representing Nashville on that nationally televised New Year's Eve thing down at the park down there.
That
was nice. That was now I got a chance to see you in action. And speaking of in action, Slim, you will be doing a show tomorrow night, right?
Sure. We're playing at City Winery Lounge tomorrow night, Friday.
Okay.
And, really fun. We haven't done a proper national show in quite a while, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, what shall people expect, knowing we've talked about his work in country and then his work in smooth jazz? And, you know, what will people expect when they come to see you tomorrow night?
You know, it's all my own stuff. It really doesn't have anything to do with country music, the stuff that I'm doing for this project. You know, it's kind of, I kind of refer to it as vintage smooth jazz because it's definitely like influenced by the 70s and early 80s kind of stuff. And it starts there and it can go off the rails. You know, it's a jazz show at the end of the day. So it kind of, it goes where it goes, but our starting point is kind of the vintage smooth jazz vibe that I've been doing. And, we kind of see what happens, but I do take pride in the fact that, like, the group of players, like, there's never a dull moment. No one's going to get bored. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not a wallpaper kind of a show.
Yeah.
So it's kind of we just kind of groove and we play the tunes and then we improvise and we see where it goes. You know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, we want to. It's in the lounge, you said, right?
It sure is. Yeah.
And what time does the show start?
The show starts at 8 p.m. sharp. Doors are at 6:30.
Okay, doors 6:30, show 8. And, Slim, I want to send a couple of people down there, okay?
Oh, please do.
Yeah, I want to do that for some of our WFSK listeners. This is tomorrow awesome. Night, and you know from time to time we do short notice, so I need my short notice people who want to go to City Winery. Gonna got a couple of pairs of tickets for you this afternoon to enjoy this, and I want you to get on the phone and give us a call at 615-329-8810. Put you on our guest list, and you can enjoy Slim Gamble's show tomorrow night at the City Winery, and it's going to be smooth and probably a touch of contemporary too. I wouldn't be surprised if you did a funky ripped in there. I just wouldn't be surprised.
There might be a little something.
I knew, you know. 615-329-8810, and we'll send you down to the show to see Slim Gamble in person at the lounge at City Winery. And Slim, who's going to be performing on there with you in the band?
So the rest of the band is a good buddy by the name of Latavius Molzak is going to be playing keys, uh-huh. Jeremy Robertson on drums, Dennis Edwards on bass. And we're all musicians in the Nashville area. Like we're in different scenes. Latavius has a deep connection to the gospel scene.
Yeah.
And we play together a lot. Jeremy comes from South Carolina. He grew up in church. But he actually tours with a guy named Chase Rice, who's okay. about as country gets. But and then Dennis is our bass player in Lady A. So it's a bunch of people from varied backgrounds that all get together and like it. We all play kind of whatever we feel like playing, and that's kind of what makes it a lot of fun.
Well, we want to have a few, you know, of the WFSK family in the house. We got a couple of pairs of tickets, and X is getting a caller now, and if you want to go, we want you to go. And you need to get on the phone so we can put you on hold and get your information. It's 615-329-8810. And are you going to play your new single out that WFSK has exclusively been debuting this week?
Absolutely. We're gonna be playing it in Nashville for the first time ever, as it happens. Yeah, it's called Boom. And it's gonna tear the walls down.
Oh my goodness! Well, you know, I'm excited about your second release, and I said, "Come on, let's get this project out there, honey."
Yes, ma'am.
We're ready. And I just want to wish you well and give you much love from Nashville's Jazz Station. And one of these days, we're gonna have your whole album, and we'll do the spotlight on you. On the whole
thing. Oh, yeah. It's coming along swimmingly, and I seriously thank you for all the support. You were the first one to drop the first single, and you're the first one to drop the second single. And
that's right.
I'm thrilled to be a part of your family. Like,
it's this is a Big Ten here.
Big Ten radio station.
Anyway, Slim, I wish you all the best, and keep me posted. And you know, as I tell you all the time, I always get a call from you when I'm at 3rd and Broadway.
Oh, yeah, I gotta maintain that. I gotta maintain that record.
I'm like, how does he know I'm at this corner? And I appreciate you so much. And, you know, keep me posted. Let me know how things are going, because we're going to play your cut in just a second, okay?
I love it. Thank you, Ms. Sharon.
Okay, you're welcome. You have a good rest of the day.
You do the same.
Uh-huh. All right, bye-bye. Bye. And that, you know, he's just the nicest cat. Got that talent. You know, he's big in country, but he didn't forget his jazz roots, and that's what's up, y'all. I mean, can't we just get along sometime? You know what I'm saying? Somebody write a song about it. Could we not? Anyway, we're going to send, did you get one or two? You getting the second? You got one? You want one? Let's get one more. And we want to send you down to see Slim down there at the City Winery. And he's going to be doing his jazz thing down there. And he's part of a big country group, but he's doing his jazz thing. And our station has been blessed and highly favored to debut his single last year. First one. And, you know, we're getting ready to play it again today, his new single. And you've got to treat the people right. Got to treat you right. You know, you just don't know what could develop out of that. And, so, you know, he's Slim is a good guy. And just an excellent personality. Enjoyed him. He was here almost, like he said, 2.5 hours. We was just yakety-yakety-yakety about this business. And, you know, people call me a lot and come by and see me and ask my opinion on a lot of things. And I don't take that for granted. As long as I have, you know, I'm in the position to be able to do that, I want to be a blessing. But I don't want to be used. Okay, y'all, I know the difference. Because I can't do that one. But I want to be a blessing, and I want the station to be one as well. So the station can be blessed and live long. And that's really why I'm here. So while X is getting the second one that's going. Now, we got a lot of stuff coming up, y'all. Sharon Kay been working behind the scenes like crazy. Tomorrow, we're going to give away some tickets to see Gregory Porter. Who's your favorite station? Who's your favorite? So, yeah, got a lot going on. And X, what you got over there?
Ken and Carla.
Okay, great. Y'all are going to enjoy. And, you know, and I hope Slim goes on and gives the shout-out to the station. You know, so when we send you and you get the shout-out, y'all really applaud, would you? Okay, thank you. It makes us look bad if you don't ever say anything. Especially if we send you. Can you pull up Boom? And it should be... I don't know the number off the top of my head. You know, there are close to 8,000 songs in there. I don't know them off the top of my head. You got it? Okay. All right. Time to get back into some more music and go taking you home this afternoon. Slim Gamble. He is Smooth Jazz, brand new on Jazzy 88 WFSK.